We're right in the maelstrom, so there's not much breath catching at the moment. But you know what? It's just the most extraordinary experience. It's really wonderful, and we're so excited to share this film with everyone.
Yeah, what a whirlwind, especially the Perth community, because there was a screening earlier in the week and it was wonderful to have the community together, especially the Perth community, to see this film, because a lot of it is set in WA.
It's a really proudly West Australian film and story. So sharing it with Perth audiences is really special for me. And, you know, audiences of all ages have delighted in this story. There are howls of laughter in the cinema. There's sniffles and tears. It's just the most amazing experience to see people respond to the film and to know how deeply it's been felt.
Yeah, it really is. I, for one, had a few little tears and definitely some laughs throughout the film the other night. So, yeah, it was so wonderful. Runt follows on from another film adaptation of yours, Jasper Jones. So not your first time working on a production like this. What makes Runt special?
I think Runt is the story that we need right now. It tells the story of 11-year-old Annie Shearer, who lives in the town of Ups and Downs with her best and only friend, who is a stray dog who she rescued called Runt. And she's trying to save her family farm. They're struggling. And she has a very determined resolve and an indomitable spirit. And there's something deeply inspiring about that. And I think a lot of Australians can identify with that degree of worry and insecurity that is burdening Annie, but it is ultimately a really hopeful, loving, uplifting, heartwarming story. There's a lot of darkness in the world right now, and Runt is just a big ray of sunshine. And so, you know, I think this film hits our screens at the right time, and it's a great one to get up and go to the cinema and share it with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. This film is for everyone, I think, and there was a great diverse range of people in the audience for the screener this week. But I think what was really wonderful to see was lots of little people watching the film. What's it been like to see little folks and hear the reactions from little folks to this film?
It's magical. It's just the most amazing thing. And, you know, younger readers and audiences are full-hearted in their response. You know, they leave nothing behind. They'll tell you their true response, and good or bad. So they can often be a frightening critic. But fortunately, so many kids just have fallen in love with this story. We've just come off Book Week, where there have been thousands and thousands of Annie Shearers and Fergus Finks and Max Shearers and even Brian Shearers spending the day as their favourite character. And it's just brought a tear to my eye. It's just the most amazing thing. You know, I love that kids have been able to share this story with their parents and their classes because it's a story for everyone. And so it's been a really, really lovely experience.
Yeah, so true. I love the idea of little Fergus Finks running around at Book Week. That's really funny. In my mind, Runt always had that really magical quality on the page when I read the book. So it almost in a way made it destined for the big screen. It's so flamboyant and so theatrical. But there's always a little bit of pressure, I think, that comes with adapting any book. People often say, you know, it's never going to be as good as the book. But I think Runt really did stay true to not only the story itself, but how witty it is and how just magical and fairy tale like it is. I guess having that professional relationship, especially with director John Sheedy, must have really helped the process.
The whimsy and the style of Runt, that gorgeous storybook, fable-like fairy tale world of Ups and Downs, is all down to John's incredible vision and our amazing art and production, and particularly costume design, all of whom are West Australian based. You know, having that shared vision brought the page to life, and I'm so proud of everyone. We really did dig deep for this story, and it pays dividends on the screen. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. I love that heightened kind of 80s look that it had, this magical realism, kind of contemporary, kind of not feel to it. That timeless feel, I guess, was really lovely. And I guess playing on that, I should say, Runt is set in historic and also contemporary locations across Perth, as well as London, which is amazing. There were 80 crew, hundreds of extras, more than 100 dogs. I don't know how you got any work done. As a writer, what was your day-to-day role on set?
Yeah, so I wrote and produced Runt. And so, you know, my tasks ran beyond the page quite often. But, you know, film is a mercurial beast. And so any given day can throw any given calamity. So sometimes you just need to adapt to that. And that requires tweaks to the script. You know, the budget will throw curveballs at you. And then you've got 100 dogs headed your way. And so you don't quite know what any day is going to give you. And so, you know, it was lending support where I could. And nobody knew this story better than I did. And so sometimes you've got to take on a showrunner role, I suppose, where you understand character and what the next scene is going to bring and where each story beat is headed. And so you can, as a writer, you can be really resourceful and useful in that regard. So there were really busy days.
Yeah, well, community radio, we know exactly what it's like doing 1,001 things in the job of 20 people, so we're right with you. Craig, you're a self-professed parochial Western Australian storyteller, and you mention that quite often in interviews and in speeches that you give. And I do really love the community feel of this production. It's so joyful. There were so many Easter eggs in Grandage composing the score, which is really cool. Going out into these communities and, you know, you spent time in places like York. What was the response from the folks there when you were filming?
Oh, it's just extraordinary. You know, we were welcomed with open arms and it was such a joy. It's always a joy to film out in the regions, but York is such a tight-knit, wonderful community, and to be welcomed into the fray was a real treat. You know, we did some community events out there and, you know, the town hall was heaving. Everybody was really excited. I'm heading out there imminently to screen for the for the locals and to catch up with everybody, and I can't wait. I really hope that they're as proud of this film as we are of them.
Yes,
so it's been a real joy.
Yeah, lovely. And casting did such a wonderful job on the film as well, I should say. I was so enamoured by Lily LaTorre, who plays Annie Shearer. But we can't not talk about the star of the production, the canine titular role of Runt, who is, as you mentioned, a dog of indeterminable breed, very cheeky, played by Squid, who is also a dog of unknown breed and who was rescued and cast by the production's animal department. I didn't know that watching the movie, but how incredible, because Squid is such a good girl and so poised on the screen. Is it true what they say, don't work with animals or children though?
Don't take that advice. They were the most professional amongst us and certainly gave us the most joy. Squid's story is remarkable. You know, we made it a point of focus for our casting department to rescue a dog just like Annie did in the story. And we scoured the nation looking for our Runt, and we found Squid in a shelter in regional Victoria, and she had the perfect look. And so, you know, our trainers went out there to meet her and see how well she would respond to training. Mm. And she was a delight. And so we adopted her. And, you know, 18 months ago, Squid was in a home with nobody to love her. But now she's the most famous dog in Australia, and she's got a home for life and a lot of love. And I couldn't be happier for her.
Oh, movie star. I adore that story. It's so wonderful that the production team chose to cast a rescued animal. So cool. Craig Silvey, before I do let you go, Runt was such a joy. Why do you think audiences should head down to the cinema to see it?
Look, you know, as I mentioned, Runt is just an uplifting, heartwarming, hopeful, beautiful Australian story, and you know, it's the film that we need to see right now. I think a lot of Australians can identify with Annie's story and the concerns and insecurities that are facing the Shearer family, who are coming up against the spectre of potentially losing their home. And there's something deeply inspiring about the way that they band together, love one another, and support each other in this quest to stay together, basically. There's a lot of darkness in the world right now, and Runt is a big ray of sunshine. And so it's an opportunity to get out to the cinema, support Australian film, and to feel hopeful.
Yeah, absolutely. So well said. Craig Silvey, thank you so much for joining us on RTRFM.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.